Kathy Griffin mourns losing one-third of her fans, mostly Southerners, after beheaded Trump photo. By Simon Kent on June 2, 2024. Kathy Griffin estimates her infamous photo shoot where she was seen holding a fake bloody head resembling former President Donald Trump cost her a third of her fan base. Griffin, whose career imploded in 2017 after she posed for the shot, detailed the repercussions she dealt with during her recent appearance on Dan Le Batard's podcast South Beach Sessions. Permanently losing a large part of her audience, a chief piece of self-inflicted damage, The Hill reports. One thing that breaks my heart is why I would say I've lost, probably permanently, about a third of my audience because of the Trump thing, Griffin said during the podcast episode that aired on Friday. I think I've gained some audiences that are maybe a little bit more political, maybe a little bit more liberal, but I used to play the South like crazy because they knew me as somebody that would make fun of Hollywood and the Kardashians and celebrities, she reportedly said. This is not the first time Griffin has spoken of the impact her decision had, professionally and personally. As Breitbart News reported, in November 2023 Griffin said she meows like a cat and moos like a cow during yoga in order to deal with her claimed Trump-induced PTSD. She told Vulture she now does something called cat-cow in order to deal with her PTSD. The comedian explained that she makes animal noises while doing the cat and cow poses during yoga while still maintaining she did nothing wrong. It's when I get on all fours like a kitty cat and then I arch my back and I am instructed by my teacher to say the word meow. I feel like a fucking fool, but I do it, she said. And then I unarch my back and, wait for it, I moo like a cow, Griffin added. PTSD is a bitch, and when I get PTSD attacks, I can't stop vomiting. So if I have to meow like a kitty cat and moo like a cow, I'm gonna fucking do it. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.